Welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Podcast, Project 119. Thank you for being with me today. Today is Wednesday, April the 5th. Today we'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 1, Samuel's birth. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophrite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, after the boy is weaned, "I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." "Do what seems best to you, Elkanah," her husband told her. "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I ask of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And she worshiped the Lord there. So what struck me in this reading was how Peninnah was so unkind to Hannah in her time of great sadness and despair. And even though Peninnah was so unkind to her, her faith was constant, and she didn't waver in her faith, in her prayer, in her devotion. And God heard her prayer and answered her prayer. And in the end, she was given what she had asked for, what she wanted so greatly. And but I still kind of go back to Peninnah, and I think how unkind she was, and how that can be an example for us of how we don't want to be. There are times when there's people around us that are also suffering, maybe suffering in silence, and I think we need to be cognizant and observant to reach out to those people, because we may be them at some point in our lives as well, and maybe we can use our faith as Christians to build them up and support them during their low times. And because again, we may need that favor someday ourselves, but that's just the right thing to do. And in the end, we should love and support one another through our faith. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, as your children, we come to you in prayer. We thank you for your many blessings of this day. And Lord, we thank you for this reading, for the scriptures that you give us, and for feeding our souls. And Lord, help us to grow from every scripture that we read. And help us, Lord, to open our eyes to those around us, and that we can reach out to with a kind word or a kind deed or some encouragement or a hug, maybe a meal. Help us, Lord, to reach out to those around us, because we know that you're with us, and help us to give that same love to those around us, and be with the many who need you now, and bless our families, bless our friends, bless our journey, and help us to glorify you as we go along with this day. Hear the prayers, and you know our hearts, and we love you, and we thank you for loving us. In your most holy name we pray, amen.